Good morning, it's Monday, July 19th. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. Monday is expected to get to about 77. Overnight temperatures will fall to 55. Fred Meyer warehouse workers voted unanimously to authorize a strike on Saturday that could take effect at stores across the Northwest as early as today. The contract between the union and the company was set to expire on Sunday. Teamsters Local 117 represents roughly 500 warehouse workers with Fred Meyer, servicing 180 stores in Washington, Oregon, Alaska, and Idaho, the News Tribune reported. The approval to authorize a strike at Fred Meyer comes a day after the union reached a tentative agreement with Safeway over a three-year contract, according to the release. Over the 4th of July holiday, Tacoma police issued 7 fines and 56 warning letters for illegal fireworks. Between July 2nd and July 4th, they responded to 582 fireworks complaints, 1 fireworks-related injury and 2 arson complaints. Tacoma doubled the fine for using illegal fireworks this year from $257 to $513. Tacoma Fire Department responded to 2,093 incidents between June 26 and July 6, according to a report released early this month. Of those, 206 were fires, with 44 being fireworks-related. Puyallup has selected a consultant to review and implement diversity, inclusion and equity policies and training. The Puyallup City Council unanimously approved a contract with Executive Diversity Services at its July 13 meeting. The contract with Executive Diversity Services is for $76,500. Executive Diversity Services is a Seattle-based organizational development company. It has worked with local governments, higher education institutions and companies to provide training and consulting on cultural diversity within organizations. A female security guard was found dead by a co-worker early Sunday and police are investigating the death as a homicide. It was not immediately clear if the woman was found inside or outside the office building at that address on A Street where the incident was reported. The colleague found the woman unconscious, but she later died at the scene. Tacoma police did not say how the woman died but said there were signs of trauma to the body. Police say a man who was shot and injured possibly during an attempted carjacking Sunday held them off at knife point in Tacoma's Lincoln District for about 40 minutes before surrendering and being taken to an area hospital. The man was booked on suspicion of second-degree assault and attempted carjacking. A man who was shot about 3 a.m. Sunday in the 5600 block of Pacific Avenue died at an area hospital from his injuries. Police are investigating the death of the 39-year-old man. 2 people died Sunday in a motorcycle crash on Interstate 705 near the ramp to northbound I-5. 2 people riding the motorcycle were pronounced dead at the scene and the ramp closed for a while as the State Patrol investigated. Join us Friday for a live Q&A with Seattle Kraken reporter Lauren Kirschman. She will answer reader questions following Wednesday's expansion draft and ahead of the NHL entry draft. RSVP for the event at www.thenewstribune.com. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit tntoffers.com to sign up. Have a great day.